it's somewhere else. And then if they have a chance to say something about it that they don't do quite right, they said, you know, why don't y'all do so-and-so? And they paid one penny, ain't done nothing. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's as bad as say about churches. We got two here. We'll raise money to send to foreign countries, Africa and Haiti and all these different places, to help those people over there. People need help right here. They don't do it. They don't go around in the community to see who need maybe widows here, need their grass cut, maybe need to go to the doctor, around the house, need cleaning. They don't do that. Don't care.
So people don't go and visit people that are like sick anymore, really, or take them?
Very, very few.
Now, when you were young, did people do that all the time?
Yes. I mean, we live across the river, which is about 2.5 miles of here. Mm-hmm. If they hear that my parents got sick, those folks would walk from there over there, cook, clean up. See, we needed a thing. But now, everybody too busy. I mean, I ain't got time. Forget it. That's different now. They'll send off over somewhere else to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. People be already ready. Well, they got a charity. They got a charitable organization, even a church. But if they get stuff from a church now, there's so many deadbeats, I guess that's why. There are quite a few of them. But after you investigate it, then that's fine. But we got people right here that probably need. I was in a meeting with them. It's the North Fulton Human Service Center. I'm on board there. When the white gentleman got up there, they said it to me. There's nobody in Robin needs anything. I said, this guy must be crazy. Because he's living so high, he don't know what the folks weird out here living. He living on the hill, these folks out here in the valley suffering. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, that's all wrong. But people look over.
So the black community used to be a much closer knit community than it is now. Why do you think that is? Do you think it has something to do with, you know, this large, the growth that's occurred and maybe the influx of people who aren't from Roswell?
Well, it's both. It is both because it could be done right now. But just, and everybody now, they're busy, they say, going. We're trying to make money. Money's the biggest thing now. I'm making it for myself. And I ain't got time to fool this person.
Yeah, but when you were growing up, I mean, you talked about people needed to make money to earn, you know, they needed to put clothes on their back and food on their table, and so people didn't have money then, and they needed to bake it.
But then they don't see it now, they don't sacrifice. You have to sacrifice things like that.
So no sacrifice for the community then, it's me. So I'm curious then, because we were talking about church, so back when you were younger, after church, would people all get together and eat meals together and do things like that?
Then, about two or three times a year, they'd have homecoming. Mm-hmm. Folks from everywhere come and eat them together. And they'd have a wonderful time. And even people that go home, like, I go to church, I was, come on, go home with me. You go home and have dinner with them. Now, everybody going to some fast food place to get a hamburger. You ain't got time to be positive with you. They're going to eat. No.